Okay. Wow. Okay. It gives me great pleasure to turn over the mic to our president, Donna Pomerantz, to hear her presidential report for the fall of 2012. Donna?
Okay. Oh, door prizes. Let's see. Earlier today, I pulled Stephanie Rood's name, and tonight I pulled Louis Herrera's name. One would think I'm trying to, pull the names of the streaming team on purpose. Well, I just want to welcome everyone to this convention. I think it's a great one, and I absolutely love this hotel. It's so easy to get around in. Very, very easy to get around in. And don't know, has everybody found the complimentary coffee? Yes, it's delicious. Well, our convention theme this year is following our vision in challenging times. And we definitely are in challenging times. Our vision and our mission, what we strive to do is to increase the independence, security, equality of opportunity, and improving the lives of all Californians who are blind and visually impaired. All Californians, whether they are members of the CCB family or whether they are not members directly of the CCB family. We strive to make things better for all Californians who are blind or visually impaired. And we do that in a number of ways. Tonight you heard Jeff Tom, our governmental affairs chair, who is also acting director of advocacy and governmental affairs. Jeff volunteers his time to work that position as well. And the good news that I wish to share with you tonight is that Jeff Tom has shared with me that he gives his commitment to work that position again for 2013 on behalf of CCB. We are very, very fortunate to have him in Sacramento on our behalf when all the rest of us are not able to get there. Again, another way that we work to increase independence and improve the lives and quality of life for all Californians is by advocating and working to get bills passed for increased accessibility in all areas. As Jeff said, and I encourage you as well, to plan on attending Capitol Day in 2013. It is our hope to be able to have it the day before our spring 2013 conference and convention. So mark that on your calendars and hope that we will have many, many people present to walk the halls of our Capitol in Sacramento. Yes, it's very important. Our board of directors is leading by example. almost every board member is now chairing one of CCB's many committees. So that is definitely a great example to the membership of CCB. Each and every board member has committed to chair one or more, because some board members are still chairing two, committees of the CCB. It is through our committees that the CCB family gets the work of the council done. And what I would ask of all of you out there, again, is to let us know where you feel you wish to serve or work the ground of the council. We are a grassroots advocacy organization. We are about the people. We are the people, as I shared with someone earlier today. CCB is each and every one of us. Our board members have all committed to be active in the CCB fundraiser, the 2013 Muttstrut, if the board approves all the proposals that come before it in December, first week of December. We will be having that meeting. We have, at this time, four regions who have let me know they wish to submit proposals to have a Muttstrut in their area. One of those regions, in addition, last year we had three, is San Diego. And how fitting that we're in San Diego now at this convention. So the regions who have let me know they wish to submit proposals are Sacramento, Los Angeles, San Francisco, and San Diego. So just letting everyone know, those proposals are due November 30th so that the board can review and make their decision. Yeah, Roger is saying we may sponsor. We may find other sponsors, and we shall see. The board, all board members have committed, again, leading by example, to have a fundraising page for raising funds regarding the Muttstrut. Again, leading by example. If anyone needs any assistance in putting one of those pages together, Ed Branch has offered assistance, and there are other people as well who could provide assistance. I shared that all board members are chairing committees. All board members will participate in a strategic plan that we hope to be able to work toward the implementing process next year. It is my goal to have the final meeting of the strategic plan group around the spring convention of next year. Again, CCB is in challenging times. The state is in challenging times. And so it is my belief that it is fitting to have this strategic plan now, because it will assist us in gaining focus, giving us direction. And it is my goal that in this strategic plan, whatever entity the board chooses to do the plan with us, they will be speaking with stakeholders. I think it's very important in creating a solid plan that the membership, the board, possibly some of our partners that are outside of the organization will be contacted. So that is another one of the things that we will be working on, hopefully to begin implementation in 2013. CCB had an office move this year. We're still in Sacramento. We moved just a few blocks down. Our new address is 1313 J Street. 1303. And Gene just said 1301. Oh, he said three. Okay. 1313. What am I thinking of? 1303 J Street. Suite 400. The office, since we've moved into that office in August, has had several walk-ins. People have come to the office asking about CCB, asking about resources, asking about our services, asking about chapters, information and referral. To my knowledge, I don't think we've had walk-ins in a number of years. And of course, if I'm wrong, I know a lot of people in this room will correct me. The office is conducive to volunteers, to having volunteers. We are still doing some unpacking. But we have already had volunteers come to the office and assist, in other words, in preparation for Mutt Strutt Sacramento. We have area for volunteers. It's a very welcoming building. And again, I'm very pleased because CCB is getting some good visibility there. So that is another thing that we have worked on. The thing that has helped CCB also is that we have been able to keep bring back a donor who gave to CCB in the past, and they have given us commitment that they will continue to support CCB and scholarships. So that is a positive as well. Some of the things that CCB has worked on in these past months are through Linda Dardarian and Lainey Feingold. We all know them. Yes, we do. They wanted to wish us a very successful conference and convention. And I wish to share some good news with you, if some have not heard. In structured negotiations, CCB, well, regarding audio description. In September of this past year, CCB and several blind individuals here in the state of California completed a successful, structured negotiations with the Cinemark movie theater chain. Yes. As a result of the negotiations, the company announced that every auditorium in every first run Cinemark's theater in the United States would install audio description equipment. That is another example of what CCB has worked on with our partners to make life for people in California who are blind and visually impaired a good quality life. We enjoy movies too. Yes, we do. So that is one of the structured negotiations cases that has been successful. Access to prescription information. CCB continues to be involved with several national pharmacy chains in an ongoing effort to make prescription information accessible to people with visual impairments. Walmart has already begun offering Script Talk to people across the country through mail order and in select stores. Several California stores will be added shortly. CCB is also actively engaged with CVS, Walgreens, Rite Aid, and Target on the issue of accessible prescription information. Kaiser access to medical services and information. Linda Dardarian is co-counseling with disability rights advocates in structured negotiations on behalf of CCB and others on issues including web accessibility, alternative formats for printed materials, inaccessible paths of travel, inconsistent provision of talking prescriptions, inaccessible patient information kiosks, other communications and equipment access issues. And, of course, inadequate staff training. That seems to be something that we deal with in an ongoing basis. But we continue to educate and advocate because we know that as we persevere, we are able to continue to move forward in challenging times to make barrier removal a reality. Now, CCB has also, with major MLB website accessibility, in 2012, CCB, ACB, and the Bay State Council of the Blind continues to participate with Major League Baseball in their ongoing works to ensure accessibility of MLB.com and all Major League Baseball team websites. In early June, MLB issued a press release announcing the accessibility of its applications for the iPhone and iPad. I've had a number of members call me saying, oh, we love that accessible iPad app. So that is also because of the work of the council working with our partners, Lainey and Linda. We're very strong in access. We enjoy access to things like Major League Baseball and movies, etc. We are definitely well-rounded people of balance. We work hard, we play hard, and we advocate for access. And of course, we continue to advocate for accessible point of sale machines. Gradually, we are seeing more, and in some places, we aren't quite seeing as many. We're fortunate here in California because the law is on our side when it comes to point of sale machines, so that we don't have to give our PIN number to a stranger so that we can have access and shop and buy what it is that we need. We advocate for accessible point of sale machines. What I would like to conclude with at this point is to again encourage you to look or call and find out about the various committees and let us know where you want to serve. Because it is you, the people power, that will allow CCB to continue being what it has been since its founding, what it continues to be now, and a force to be reckoned with in the future. What I plan on doing at this point is I'd like to open it up for any questions. If anyone has any questions whatsoever, please stand. And Ed will come to you with the mic. And if I don't have the answer, I know I have some of my officers here as well, especially my treasurer. I knew you were over there.
Donna?
Yes.
I have a question regarding the DVS. You said that they're going to be in theaters. Will you be releasing on the CB website the list of theaters?
Yes, I will put that in the California Connection. And I will go ahead and publish it on the listservs as well for the Cinemark. There is a theater, actually, Mary Lou in Culver City. And there are others around as well. And there are a number of them in Northern California as well. So I will put the list out on the Connection, and I will put it on the listservs.
Donna?
Roger.
I just want to make a comment that all the structured negotiation stuff that we're doing, by the way, I signed a thing to Lainey and Linda the other day, our cute and cuddly legal counsel. Anyway.
Okay.
This is something that's really changing the world, because I understand that a bank or anybody can't buy an ATM machine that doesn't have speech capability. They don't make them anymore. And I just examined the ATM in this hotel, and I think this is the first time that I've ever walked up to an ATM and found it to be an accessible ATM.
Yes.
Without any action on our part, you know, just because that's the way they do it now.
Yes. I was very pleased to find that as well. Any other questions?
One more.
Hi, Donna. This is Lisa from San Diego. And this is, I guess, more of a statement with regard to Kaiser and Kaiser Access.
Yes.
I have a long history of doing work with Kaiser in terms of getting things accessible, and I would love to connect with the people in Northern California so Kaiser can't place against each other. And that also includes most recently, and I'm happy to give you the information I have. I've been working with someone down here in Kaiser on making their POS accessible, and I'd like to connect with Northern California again so they can't place against each other.
If you can give me your contact info, either at the end of the session, because I don't want to ask you for it right now in the middle of the session, but I'd like to connect you with folks as you stated. But if I could get your contact information, that would be great. Please. Any other questions?
Okay, I have a question.
And this is
Linda Amati.
Linda, hi.
The movie thing is great. I think it's wonderful. But I'm wondering what happened to TV descriptive. I have not been able to receive TV descriptive. I don't know what's wrong, but it's not coming through. And I just wondered if anybody else was receiving it, especially on CBS. They were doing several programs at one time. Mm-hmm. CSI was described. Mm-hmm. Criminal Minds was described.
Mm-hmm.
There were others that I can't think of right off the top of my head, but those two particularly were described. And there's been nothing on that. I'm just curious.
What I would like to say in brief is the Washington Connection, if you could call, it's an 800 number, and I'm not memorizing it right now, but I bet a number of people in this room know it. 1-800-424-8666. Okay. Okay. And what I was going to, and that's okay. What I was going to say is it depends on a number of factors. Your cable company, your box, your signal. There are a number of different factors that could come into play because some people are receiving it still and others are not. What I would encourage you to do as well is to, and again, contact Joel Snyder with the ACB Audio Description Project, and he would also be able to assist you and answer a number of your questions more in detail. But it may have to do with a number of factors because there are people who are still getting it, and it may be your cable company. Yeah. Yes. Okay.
Madam President?
Okay. See Ken afterward as well. And he's worked on some of those things, too. So thank you. Who asks for the floor?
Donna, it's Richard.
Richard.
I commend you, Madam President, for taking what could be hours of your time to essentially take what's on Cinemark.com and put it on the connection. I might advocate that folks, since it's maybe part of the agreement, that they go to Cinemark.com and patronize the website to find out what's playing near them. And yes. I've also found through my experience by calling the local Cinemark theater, they'll tell you what's playing and what's described at the first run theater. So that might save you hours and hours of time of having to kind of dredge that up. That's just my suggestion.
That would be a good thing as well, but I'm also thinking of folks, and the reason I mentioned parts of it for the connection is because, you know, some folks don't have the web access.
Sure.
But I definitely do encourage that folks call theaters because,
yes,
you know, it's great that we gain all of this access, but we have to call them and use it and let them know, hey, we're out here. We use it. We need it. We love it. So thank you, Richard.
And one last thing I might suggest is when I've patronized them and I've had good experiences too, I've let them know
that
so they're proud of what they've done. Thank you.
Thank you. One more question.
Okay, one more.
It was more a, hi, this is Debbie Kessler. It was more a statement than a question, Donna. To follow up again on the Cinemark thing, if you call a theater and you run into the manager even or other employees who do not know which movies are being described, the projectionist always knows. That's all.
Okay. Thank you. I am going to now give the microphone over to back over to Jean, and let me hand it over. And again, we have a lot more convention to go, so everyone continue to enjoy. Here's Jean.
Thank you, Donna. Hopefully everyone will be here tomorrow and the rest of the convention, conference and convention, but just in case people are just come hearing just for the day and evening, I want to just give a little reminder about our future conference and conventions. Let's just take a minute. Our spring conference and convention is going to be in Sacramento, the Arden Wells Hilton, where we've gone previously. And that is going to be April 11th through the 14th, and that's for 2013. We're also going to be coming back, doing a couple things at the same time. We're going to be coming back to this hotel next fall, and that will be through October 16th through the 20th. That's for next fall, 2013. And then our last contract right now, and that is in spring of 2014, we will be going back to Sacramento, and that will be April 10th through the 13th. Now, yes, at Arden West. Both times when we go to the Arden West, the all-inclusive room rate will be $95. Next, when we come here again, it will be incredibly, but it's going to be the same price, $100 all-inclusive. This is due to Elaine Cotty, our conference direct the representative who has been working with us very closely, getting these contracts. We really, really have knocked these down. I mean, the first time we got a bid on this thing, it would have been this time $129, and she got us a rate of 100. So we're asking you, please start saving your funds and give us ideas as to what things you'd like in the next three conventions. And I'm hoping, and this is the last thing, from the persons with low vision, we hope to get feedback afterwards, but we're hoping the incandescent lighting in these rooms is working for you, and also the contrasting of the table covers. They're black, and the china is white, and we're hoping that providing more contrast is in that area, and also in the exhibit rooms, particularly with handouts and things, is helping you too. So that is, I take it that's a positive. Okay, thank you, and we need to get to learn the things that you do or do not like.